This is the homily for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2026, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass are the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1-3. A letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 and 37-39. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13-21. The homilist was Father Philip Simo.
So in today's readings, God lets us know that He cares about us as a whole person. He just doesn't care about our mental health. He cares about our physical health, everything about us. Of course, He healed the sick. He cared about our physical health. He drove out demons. He cares about your mental health. Isaiah tells us something today that the Lord says. So He says, "All of you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost." So God doesn't just say these things because He wants us to know how great He is. He says it to us because of what Jesus says in the gospel. He says, "You feed them." When they say, "These people are hungry, send them home. There's more than 5,000 people here." He says, "You feed them." And they're like, they probably laughed. "How are we going to do that?" And then He goes ahead, as the Lord did, and He feeds more than 5,000 people. So He's showing that what God is saying in the first reading in Isaiah, "Come, I'll give you free food." So how does this apply to today? Because of people with low wages today, because of the high prices in the stores, because of where you live, like especially if you live in very rural places, there are 47.9 million people living with food insecurity. 47.9 million people. It doesn't mean they're not eating. It's just that they're not sure, you know, from week to week, what they'll be able to buy. People who really aren't eating or aren't eating enough is about 7.9 million people in the United States, where they're skipping meals or the parents will skip a meal so the kid can eat. 7.9 million people in the United States. Judy likes it when I use statistics. She always says, "Oh, use statistics." That's a few statistics. We were told by Pope John Paul II, St. Pope John Paul II, not to, priests shouldn't say political things in their homilies. I always laughed at that because he was probably the most political pope who ever lived. But I'm not going to talk about politics, just the situation as it is. I heard a program on the radio, and it was the spouses of the governors of 50 states. And for those who aren't married, they sent a representative. So there were spouses, men and women, of the 50 governors, and the whole program was about how they worked to get free lunches and free breakfasts in as many schools as possible around the United States. And about 10 states, they have universal free lunch for their students. Pennsylvania is one of them. Universal free lunch. They don't ask how poor you are. And it's about 10 states. And then other states, it varies. So the programs are different in various states. But sometimes, depending on who's in charge, things get cut. Sometimes things are added, and then other times things get cut. And about 600 million was cut that they would bring local farm produce into school so the kids could get the vegetables and the apples and the oranges, etc. So they weren't getting them. I'll just tell a story. I read in the newspaper. They gave free breakfast. It's an elementary school, but they couldn't give any more, like a piece of fruit, because of the cuts. And they give the kids two pieces of toast and either milk or a juice. And the cafeteria ladies and teachers, they said there was this one little boy, and he would devour his two pieces of toast. But then they'd watch him, and he'd go over to the garbage cans, and he'd dig through to see if any kid had thrown away a piece of toast, so that he'd take it out and eat it. That's like, wow, that's pretty scary. Why? Jesus says to them, go feed them yourselves. That's a message for today, because the Gospels are eternal. We are meant to supply, especially for children, what they don't have. You might ask, but how do we do it? Research it. Look it up. There's plenty of ways to help.